This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom today, and I'm glad to be with you. We're looking at John's Gospel, the 19th chapter, I believe, the 29th verse. After this, when Jesus knew that it was all finished, he's on the cross, in order to fulfill the scripture, he said, I am thirsty. Jesus said, I am thirsty. And today at the right hand of the Father, he says, I am thirsty for you. I thirst for you. Only you can quench my thirst. Oh, yes, you've been running. You've been running. And your running has got you nowhere. Dead end street. The Lord says, I thirst. I thirst for you. This is real. You see, Jesus ate with sinners and tax collectors. They were the scum of the earth. And I tell you, at the altar, the Eucharistic altar, Jesus seeks those people that nobody else wants, the sinners and the tax collectors. You see, all of us have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. I'm telling you, I never robbed a bank, but I, sinner in need of Jesus Christ, and I have him by grace and by baptism. God bless him. I don't know where I'd be without him today. And that can be you today. He eats with sinners and tax collectors, the scum of the earth. I see people running away. And he is there as you run, waiting for you to say yes. He is there. I remember a man who absolutely, wherever he went, people were trying to convert him. And he decided to go to one of the islands off the south. And he went to a bar to get a drink. And as he was drinking, the bartender said, do you know Jesus? Imagine, he was running away because everyone was asking him, do you know Jesus? You see, Jesus thirst for his soul, for his body. That day he gave his life to the Lord. He said, I'm tired of running. For wherever I run, I meet people that say, do you know Jesus? So I'm asking you today, do you know Jesus? I'm not talking about your head. I'm not talking about what you know from the scriptures. I'm talking about know. Like a husband knows his wife and the wife knows her husband. That intimate relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. And we see at the crucifixion, the good thief says, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And the Lord said, today you shall be with me in paradise. What wonderful experience that is. That today, all his sins were remitted through the blood of the Lamb. And Jesus said, today, you'll be with me in paradise. I know that's real. That's absolutely real. I'm seeking after people today who have fallen and fallen and fallen and fallen. And the Lord says, I know you have fallen, and I love you. And I want you, and I just need you to say yes today. Yes. Maybe your yes could not be as loud as my yes. Maybe it's a whisper. But say yes to Jesus today. Say yes to him. As we approach a holiday on Monday. Be a person who's not afraid to say yes to Jesus. You see, when the angel Gabriel came to Mary, she said yes to the Holy Spirit and to the angel. Today, God's looking for your yes. Maybe you cannot shout it because you're down, but you can say it as a whisper. Yes, Jesus. Anything, Jesus. Whatever you want, Jesus. I'm tired of living my own life. I need salvation. I need you, my salvation. That's all it takes. You might have just snapped on the radio. You've never heard my voice before. But God is calling you. And you say, but I'm deep in sin. Well, that's why the blood of Jesus reconciles us to the Father. Who is not deep in sin before they experience salvation? You see, I've never robbed a bank, but I've broken the commandments. And if you break one, you break them all. I cannot say I'm better than the person who robs a bank. I'm equal to the person who robs a bank. I am in need of Jesus. I am in need of salvation. And the only thing you need to say is yes, and he'll open the way for you. He'll open the way for you. How many people have I led to Jesus? And the Lord says, you catch him. I'll clean him. I'll clean him if you catch him. You see, it's not my job to clean. It's my job to catch right now. Oh, yes, people come to me who need to be cleaned. And through the blood of Jesus and through the absolution of the church, they are forgiven. Hallelujah. But today, he's looking for your yes. And you say, I'm down and out. Ha ha. That's okay. That's where he meets you. Some people say, well, I'm not good enough. I want to be better before I meet him. Oh, no. He meets you in your sin. Because he is the sin offering. No one else. I do not offer you my sin. I cannot forgive your sin. Only through the power of the blood and the church's gift to the church, I can forgive sins. But it's Jesus in me who forgives sins at confession. It's Jesus. He said in the 20th chapter of John, whose sins you forgive shall be forgiven. Whose sins you retain shall be retained. That's how I have the power to forgive sins, through the blood of Jesus and through the grace of the church. Wonderful. Wonderful. And you know, you say, but I've not robbed a bank. I've been good. I'm going to tell you, good people are not in heaven. Desperate ones are in heaven that turned to salvation, to the cross of Jesus. You're good, but you're not good enough. So am I. I'm not a bad person, but I'm a person in absolute need of the Lord Jesus. And to you, he offers salvation. You only have to say yes. You say, but I've not gone to church in 42 years. Makes no difference. To you, he says, I offer you salvation. You only need to say yes. And if you can't holler it, whisper it. And the angels will take it up to heaven. Your yes. And from that day on, new things will happen. New doors will open up. Oh, yes. You see, I catch them. God cleans them. That's the way it is. I've brought many people to Jesus. I don't know how many. It makes no difference. I keep on preaching. But I am not the one who cleans most of them. They don't come to me for cleansing. But Jesus does. Oh, I have people who come to me for cleansing, to go to confession. And it's so wonderful. It's so wonderful to be able to say to them, because of the blood, I absolve you from your sins. Because of the blood, no more do you walk in darkness. Now you're in the light. Oh, yes. What about me that's been 42 years away from the church and away from the Lord? I really still believe in God, but I've been away. Well, today's your day. It's your day. Hallelujah. It's your day. And you know what? As you say yes, the angels in heaven jump up and down. Praise God for your yes. Because another person comes to him because of the blood. Oh, it cost Jesus everything. It cost him everything. It was not only the cross that he bore physically, but he said, when I am lifted up, I will draw all men, women to myself. Do you know that on the cross, Jesus became a human magnet, drawing you and me into his heart? When I am lifted up on the cross, I will draw all people to myself. I've never heard people preach about that one, but it's so wonderful to know that he has drawn you to himself on the cross. He knows you, and he has great plans for you. You say, I'm old. I remember going to a woman's house when I was a seminarian, and I was there to take census, but more than that, I was there to pray. My supervisor said, you don't do census very well. I said, no, I do parish visitation. And he laughed. You know, I was not concerned about records. I was concerned that the record in heaven would have that person's name on it. That's what I was concerned about. And that's what happened. I remember when I was a seminarian going to a dead-end street, and there was two women. One, her name was Hortense, and the other, I don't remember her name. And Hortense said, I am a Catholic, and she is a Baptist. And I said to myself, I love Baptist people. I have a Baptist woman who preaches. Her name is Catherine Kuhlman, and she was a Baptist. And the woman that said, I am a Catholic, said, I've always wanted to be like Catherine Kuhlman. I said, why don't we go into your house and pray? And so we did. I'll never forget it. Her walls were of knotty pine. We're in the basement. And she said, don't tell me something that I'm not going to receive. I said, I stake my life on it. As you give yourself to Jesus, you're going to receive the Lord Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins. And so we prayed in that cellar, in that knotty pine cellar, that Jesus would come and bring her to himself because he shed his blood for her. I tell you, it happened that day. It happened that day. She was a big woman, and she said, don't tell me something that you can't give, because I want only the truth. And I said, I got the truth. Hallelujah. I've got the truth. His name is Jesus. That's who the truth is. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I remember being in the seminary, and people would come to the door, and the people that were on the phone would say, call my room up and say, there's somebody down here that needs your help. I wasn't a priest. I was a seminarian. And I would go into the room with the person and I would listen to them because of their pain and their sorrow. But they didn't leave in pain. They didn't leave in sorrow. They gave their life to Jesus, and the Holy Spirit came upon them. I've been doing this for a long time. What a privilege. What a privilege. I remember being at my Aunt Alda's house. I had left my Bible someplace, and a young man named Joe knew that it was my Bible, and I gave him directions to my aunt's house. And so he came with my Bible. My aunt said, I want what you both have. You see, that's the whole thing. Make people jealous. Make people jealous. St. Paul said, I'm going to make Jews jealous so that they see what I have, they'll want it. Its name is Jesus. Make people jealous for what you have, that they need Jesus. She said, I want what you have. I never preached to my aunt. She heard me talk to people on the telephone about Jesus. And you know what? Jesus came that day, and her life was transformed. She became a prayer warrior in Everett. You know, you have no idea who you're speaking to. You have no idea. I have no idea that you're listening to me. But you know who does have an idea? His name is Jesus. He knows you're listening to me. And he knows that you are in need because you've come to a dead-end street. Well, just say yes. Yes, Lord. Yes, Jesus. I surrender. That's all you need to do. That's all you need to do. I remember going to my first prayer meeting in a house in Lawrence. And I remember the experience I had. You know what it was? I'm at home. Spiritually, I knew I was at home and that Jesus was the only way. It's so simple. I don't know why people who preach anything but Jesus. I think it's pathetic, because then there's no harvest. Preach Jesus, and there'll be a harvest. So many people say, I've been in the ministry for so many years. I don't know if I've made an impact on people. How sad that is. I've made an impact because of Jesus. Because of Jesus alone, not because of me. Because of Jesus. And by God's grace, I'll continue to make an impact. I don't know who the people are. I know one who tells me I'm her spiritual father who listens to me on radio. Eileen, I know her. I don't know who else. I am here just proclaiming to you and to myself too. You know, I have to speak to myself because I'm just as much in need as you are. And I'm just as much in need that he be my all today. Not only the day I said yes. Do you know, on the 25th of August, 1968, I said not only yes, but you can have my life. And you know what? He took it. And I said to him that day, if I take it back, let me suffer. Because I don't ever want to take it back. And you know what? He heard me and he answered my prayer. Whenever I took it back, it was like I going through a drain pipe. And I'm a big person who can't fit in a drain pipe. But that's weird. That's real. I'm telling you, what's real? What's real? I told him that day, yes, I surrender my life to you. You could have my life. And if I take it back, let me suffer. And he did it. He did it. He took me at my word. I remember going to a picnic of people. that were at the Cenacle prayer group after it dissolved. We're going to have a time to come together. And I was a seminarian. And it was as if I didn't even know these people anymore. It was so sad. I felt so alone. I remember going to the lavatory, telling Jesus, I'm so alone. I don't know where they are anymore. They were used so powerfully. They were used so powerfully. I don't know where they are anymore. I feel so alone. It's like their light has gone out. But, oh, Jesus, I choose you no matter what anyone else does because I'm desperate. I'm desperate for you. And I remember leaving the lavatory, and I went into my car and drove where I needed to drive. You see, it's not only saying yes to Jesus today, it's for a lifetime. My friends were used so powerfully at the Cenacle retreat house. But you see, you know what gets in the way? The world, the flesh, and the devil. And people don't want to talk about these things. I need to talk about them because they get in the way of the salvation that comes through the blood of the Lamb. The world. You want to be like the Joneses? Get over it. You were never meant to be like the Joneses. You were meant to be like yourself in Christ. That's who you are. You were never meant to be like other people. My mother used to say, Tom, when I see other priests, they look so good. And sometimes you don't look very good. And I would say, it's just the way I am. Makes no way the way I look. Whenever I go someplace, people pour out their hearts to me. So I'm not a cool dresser. But somehow people are led to me. Oh yeah, my mother used to tell just the way it was. She would even tell my friends, you know him? He picks up people on the street and he brings them in my car, his car, when I'm in it. I remember John. We were going to the Cenacle on a Wednesday night and I had my mother with me. And as we're driving, somebody in the back pops his head up. And my mother says, who is this? I said, it's John. He's okay. I know him. He's just been sleeping in my car. My mother said, oh. But you see, that night I took John to Friendly's. And we had lunch or dinner together. That's the way it is. I'm not going to be ashamed of John. Jesus brought him to me. He had no place to sleep. So I told him he could sleep in my car. Better than the outdoors. I don't know. It's just the way it is. It's just the way it is. It's following him every day, no matter what happens. Yesterday, I fell to the ground. And today, the Lord says, speak to people who have fallen to sin, that my blood is their salvation, no matter what sin they've fallen into. Ah, use your fall to preach the gospel. Use your fall that the devil caused to preach the gospel. That people who have fallen away, gone into pornography, that Jesus knows that and wants to forgive. Go to confession. And if you're not a Catholic, go to the cross and ask that the blood would cleanse you. It's oh so simple. It's also simple. And you know what? The Word of God says, no one who comes to me will I ever reject. You know what no one means? Means no one. That means you. No one who comes to me will I ever reject. But you've got to come to Jesus. You've got to say, Jesus, I surrender. Jesus, forgive me. Jesus, wash me with your precious blood. No one who comes to me will I ever reject. And you know what? I've often said that to Jesus as I was praying with people. I quoted to Jesus his own word, no one who comes to me, that's you, will I ever reject. So Lord, this person who hears my voice, we say, yes, Jesus. Mercy, Jesus. Forgive me, Jesus. Wash me clean, Jesus, in your blood. Give me a new life. I want to experience the power of the resurrection. Oh, not only the forgiveness of sins, but the power of the resurrection, the healing of minds, bodies, and spirits in the blood of the Lamb. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. In Season and Out of Season.